Coming up today on This Is True Really News, a half-naked man.
See, now because I've watched so much Monk, I'm, which half? It doesn't matter.
Well, I'm thinking of Firefly when we see the whole naked man sitting on the truck.
And the line was?
That went well.
That's it. That's all you get before they go to the theme song and commercials. It's like
it is the best opening of a television show.
I got a naked guy
ever.
Sitting on a boulder in the middle of what looks like a desert.
It's fantastic. Anyway, if you like half naked men, like I like half naked, please hit the like button. Please hit the subscribe button. Please hit the bell button. Please hit the follow button if there is one.
Or just hit the off button.
And please,
if you hit those other buttons first and then hit the off button, that'd be great.
Yeah, that would be good. And if you have something longer to send us, like, you know, all the retching you're doing right now, that'll go in an email to TITR@netradio.network.
This is True Really News with Scott Combs and Tony Vercanis. All the news you're about to hear is true.
Really?
As far as you know.
I don't know how I got there.
Don't know why you got there.
Well, I know why.
So, my sister-in-law, Michelle, who is no relation. I mean, no blood relation.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. Michelle of the Fanuki persuasion has been very busy. She sent me all the stories I've used so far this week.
Nice.
Including this one. On the London Underground, hot dogs are no joking matter. You see, comedian Ed Gamble has been ordered to change a subway station poster campaign for his new stand-up show because the image of a hot dog violated the Transit Network's ban on junk food advertising.
You're freaking kidding me.
See, now sometimes you have to reach over something, and sometimes you just overreach.
So like Scotland's ban on saying anything that a transgender person might consider.
Like anything Washington, D.C. has tried to do in the last several years.
You know, all of a sudden, freedom of speech is going down the toilet. We got it.
That can't be. These are the liberals in charge. They want...
Scratch a liberal, what do you get? An authoritarian.
A poster for the show, which is called Hot Diggity Dog. Okay, I like the name. Showed a mustard and ketchup smeared Gamble beside a half-eaten hot dog on a plate. So apparently he was losing the wrestling match with
the hot dog.
I don't know. A bemused Gamble replaced the wiener with a cucumber, and the post was then approved. So they took out the hot dog, put in a cucumber. Now it's okay.
They're idiots.
Gamble, who's diabetic and co-hosts the off-menu food podcast, said he could see the point of the ad rules, which are intended to help curb obesity in children. Fat chance. But the new posters promote something way more harmful. The idea that cucumbers pair well with ketchup and mustard.
That's my point. This is a culinary disaster.
You know, you really just left the comedian with material, you idiots. Gamble isn't complaining about the extra publicity, though. He said the posters are way beyond their value now. If you're wondering, 2019, Transport for London has banned ads for foods that are high in fat, sugar, and salt. So basically, if it tastes good, you can't advertise it in the London tubes.
The problem isn't the fat. It's the sugar.
It also bans advertisements that promote unhealthy or unrealistic body shapes. So if you were like Marvel Comics Kingpin, Twiggy would be out. Remember, and Twiggy's a Londoner.
Yeah.
Twiggy'd be out.
Yep. Mrs. Peel would be out.
Yeah. That's an unrealistic body shape.
But it's imaginable.
May she rest in peace.
It is imaginable.
She was also, by the way, very good for her one season on All Things
Great and Small.
She was terrific.
Yep. I'll bet she was.
With Tiki Boo.
So, Tiki Woo. Here it comes. Are you ready?
Woo.
Flathead Beacon Police Blotter.
Thank you, Jesus.
4:12 a.m. A half-naked man was sitting in a dumpster while it burned around him. The fire was successfully extinguished and the man emerged, unburnt.
Well,
apparently there's no truth to the rumor that he emerged carrying a dragon egg. 8:20 a.m.
Was he wearing ketchup?
A man reported he had video footage of a woman getting into his truck overnight and then leaving, but said nothing had been taken. 10:10 a.m. A Kalispell man reported that his pajama-clad wife had stepped outside to have a smoke and never came back in.
Ever?
Wait a few minutes. I think she slept in a truck.
Check if the truck is still there.
4:46 p.m., a woman called 911 to report that a crime was happening. When pressed for details, the woman got annoyed with dispatch and hung up.
Well, I can see how that would happen.
Must have been one heck of a crime.
Fine, you've upset me now. I'm not telling you about the murder.
Yeah, that's right. 5:43 p.m. Someone called 911 because, quote, they just wanted to vent about outsiders moving into our town. Outsiderist.
I can live with that one.
Yeah, but poor dispatch. Clear the line for something it's supposed to be used for.
What? This is an emergency. Ask the people in Texas.
Yeah, but they're funneling them all to
Austin. They're trying to get most of them to Austin.
Yeah, and that's
which
fine.
Which is a vast liberal wasteland anyway, so.
You see how California is one of the few states that's actually losing population? They're going to do the same thing they did in Detroit and Michigan.
Yeah,
people are going to leave in droves.
They go there, they ruin it, and like locusts, they move on.
It's going to
trouble is when they left Michigan, they left so many spores in Michigan and Wisconsin.
Well, you know,
Minnesota. Luckily, though, the Dakotas, if the cold winters in Dakotas killed them, I guess.
Yeah, I think that's probably the
apparently,
truth.
If you don't salt your roads in the winter,
yeah,
liberals leave.
Cowards. Hast du eine Story?
No.
Yes, you do.
Fine. Police in New Mexico had all the horsepower in this chase. A shoplifter was detained outside of Walgreens this month after trying to outrun a police officer on horseback.
Well, the police officer must have been very fast on his feet.
No, he was on the horse. He was one of the mounted patrol.
The guy was on his feet.
Albuquerque police body cam video must be hilarious. Shows a dark brown horse trotting through a parking lot behind a guy in black clothing. Can you, the horse is going, oh, this is kind of a night. Can we pick up the pace a little?
I'm just going to.
You guessed it. The horse caught up within seconds.
Yep.
It wasn't me, the man yells as he leads the horse and police officer into the street, stopping traffic. Of course he did.
I want to know. I want to see a picture of the horse grabbing the guy's hoodie and marching him around.
The man then finds himself surrounded by two more police officers on horses who arrived at the scene. According to the video, one of the officers dismounts from his horse, handcuffs the guy who has been charged with stealing $230 worth of merchandise from Walgreens. Oh, he's a greedy SOB.
Wow. And all this was a dental floss?
Had to be.
Okay.
Two rolls of dental floss, a couple of toothbrushes, and one tube of toothpaste would about cover $230.
This is the greatest economy I've ever seen.
Yeah, they poked your eyes out earlier, I guess.
From Ronnie Tucker, this was published in The Sun. United Airlines Flight 59, scheduled to reach San Francisco, circled over the North Sea before getting back to the Frankfurt Airport.
Okay, try that again.
United Airlines Flight 59, scheduled to reach San Francisco, circled over the North Sea before getting back to Frankfurt.
So, U-turn.
After taking off from Frankfurt, passengers on board the aircraft reported a foul smell coming from
Do they have stink sniff?
No, don't have stink. Well, it's... Oh, if somebody ate it, maybe. After an inspection...
What if they're just transporting it? Illegally, of course.
After an inspection, the cabin crew found that one of the toilets in the 7-year-old plane was defective. Passengers also reported that the contents of the waste tank overflowed and entered the cabin, making the situation worse. Yes, we've hit today's poop story.
Pretty much guessed it didn't make it better.
Now, get ready for some of the...
I suppose unless you ordered the vegan meal, then you're...
The quote at the end is fantastic. The aircraft apparently made contact with ground engineers, hoping they could help fix the problem. So the aircraft kept circling over the North Sea.
That would be one long monkey wrench.
Yeah, I want you to think about that. Well, we're circling the North Sea. Hang on. We'll get into our little rubber boat.
Quickly, to the jetpacks.
After the technicians could not find a solution for the ongoing flight, the pilots of the Boeing 777 decided to make a return to Frankfurt Airport, saving the passengers from a traumatic experience.
Too late.
Yeah. What?
You're circling in the North Sea.
With poop.
Pretty sure the trauma, which we say in the old country, had already hit.
The passengers were provided with accommodations, including hotel rooms, a book of matches, and a flammable liquid. They were rebooked on a different flight to San Francisco the next day that didn't involve a Boeing aircraft.
When they got off the plane, they just all headed for the ocean. They just walked right towards the ocean.
And kept walking.
Yeah.
Beautiful. You just reminded me of a story.
Light me on fire, please.
It's a true story of a guy who got selected for SEAL team training. And one of the things they do as they begin is they throw you in the pool that's 25 yards across.
Yeah.
And you have to swim down and back one breath.
Good luck.
So,
I mean, if you're in good shape, you can do that.
So they say, ready, go. And all the guys jump in. So does this guy. And proceeds to walk across the bottom of the pool, touches one end, and then is running as hard as he can to get back. Surfaces, walks up and touches the other end well behind everybody else. And the training instructor goes, what are you doing? And he says, can't swim, sir. And he goes, hell, we can teach you to swim. Welcome to the program.
See, that is really secondary, dude. You missed the lead here.
and you're in. You're just in. That attitude is what we need.
We can't go swimming. Sheldon sinks like a rock. I do. I have dense body mass.
Apparently, the spanking episode with Sheldon and his betrothed was one of the ones that killed the crew the most.
Oh, that killed the... Are you kidding? It killed...
Penny was saying, I was in doing something else, and I didn't... All of a sudden, I hear all this laughter, and it's insane out there, and I thought, what did I miss? I go out, and there it's happening.
The worst part is it took several takes, because even the actors were...
They just couldn't stay with it.
And let's be honest, you have two pros there, okay?
Mayim Bialik also says, there was redness.
But, I mean, she's been a pro forever.
Yep, and she is a true pro.
And Jim is a pro.
Yep.
And they just... Watching Sheldon break up was worth the price of admission.
It was. And she's so funny because it's a little spank.
You want to spank me?
Yes, I've been a very bad girl.
I realize, okay, it's all standard sitcom trope, but they delivered it so well.
Oh, they were like the Firefly of comedy.
Yep.
Great writers, actors who liked each other.
And they made it, and you believed it. That's the scariest part.
Yeah, yeah.
You somehow believed the little 4 foot tall Johnny Skalecki and Kaylee Cuoco were going to one day get married. You knew that.
Yeah, except they did date for a brief time, apparently.
First two seasons, yeah.
Yeah. And then it was over.
Yeah. And they still work together for the next 10 years and we're fine.
Yeah. But apparently they're professionals as well.
Yeah. Because I would have been killed by my ex.
This is true, really news. Send email to TITR@netradio.network.